Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. We talk about the buzz in the world and in your backyard and mine. I got to tell you this, so disturbing what we're seeing coming off of last week. The reporter Allison Parker and Adam West, who were killed in Roanoke, Virginia, and ultimately the fact that it was somebody who worked with them, although she was an intern when the gunman was there. And the report comes out that they were, you know, he emptied his Glock basically into both of their heads, which is just such a sickening thing. And of course he ultimately took his life. Can you imagine? And what these people meant to the people at the station where they worked, just a small crew, two people who grew up in the area working at this television station, and they're doing a live shot. And we know all the story and what happened since then. But the fact that Vester Lee Flanagan was somebody who had been identified as an employee who had given people problems in another station back in 2000, was fired because of how he treated people on the job. And now there's more details that are coming out that he had a history of a troubled mental state. And he was fired from the Roanoke TV station where Parker and Ward worked, WDBJ. Now, the questions just abound. Could anybody have done anything? Could they have known anything? And the answer to that is no. How would they know that? And I loved listening to people try to figure out, well, workplace violence, what can you do when someone gets fired, and how can you keep tabs? It's like, keep tabs. What are you going to do about that? This was years later, a couple of years later. Now, in the summer, he was involved in a road rage incident, and there was even a video of it posted on YouTube, and there were other things in his background, as I mentioned. But who would know that he was targeting them, that he was going to go out to where they were doing a live broadcast and shoot them, and shoot the person that they were interviewing, who would have died, except for that, or could have died, except for that he ran out of bullets when men took off, and she luckily survived, went through surgery, and was just somebody who worked for the Chamber of Commerce and was talking about tourism in the area. It's unbelievable. And that he had threats and outbursts and all of that. So they did what you would do. They fired him. But then once someone's fired, they're gone. They're out of the building. They can't get back in. But it doesn't mean they can't go after you. And this is what happened here. And then equally disturbing is the fact that you now have this Shannon Miles, who's 30 years old, who faces a capital murder charge. But what's disturbing is there was a sheriff's deputy who was fueling his car in uniform. He was shot and killed. He was slaughtered. He was assassinated. And he had a wife and two kids. He was shot in the back, unprovoked. This was an unprovoked killing. And once again, what was the background of this guy? Well, he had a criminal history that included convictions of resisting arrest, trespassing, disorderly conduct with a firearm. And this was in Houston. And targeting cops is, to me, unbelievable. How many people listening to the show have relatives in law enforcement, and how crazy creepy is it? It's one thing on the job chasing after bank robbers, chasing down people who are breaking the law, and the risk that you take, as you know, when you're in law enforcement. But unprovoked, a sick attack like that, I mean, that just, you know, I have to say, it just leaves you with a sick feeling in your stomach. Just awful. Just cold-blooded execution. Refueling his car and returning to the car. That's what he was doing from inside the convenience store. Walks up behind him. How is he going to know that? How is he going to know that someone's behind him to kill him? And, of course, once again, we don't have eyes in the back of our head. It's like the, okay, watch out for people on the job, workplace violence, repercussions of somebody who gets fired. And there wasn't anything, you know, there just wasn't anything that could have been done there unless he had seen him, and he did not see him. So, you know, he didn't see him. And some people feel like it's the rhetoric ramping up that's causing so many of the problems. And one of the things that was said at a press conference to talk about this was the debate between the relationship between police officers and the public. And the sheriff said this is dangerous national rhetoric. That, yes, you know, things happen, but when the rhetoric ramps up to the point where calculated, cold-blooded assassination of police officers happen, the rhetoric is out of control. And the sheriff went on to say, look, we've heard Black Lives Matter, all lives matter. Well, cops' lives matter too, so why don't we just drop the qualifier and just say lives matter and take that to the bank? And then they're still trying to figure out what's the motivation here. And, I mean, is it true that the general climate can lead, and the rhetoric that's out there can lead to influencing people to do some of the things that we've seen? And, of course, this is all captured on surveillance footage. And they were able to catch him because he drove away. And there were bystanders, and there were people called 911 and all of that. But it doesn't do anything for the kids who are 5 and 12 and the wife. I mean, certainly your heart goes out to them. There's a nonprofit group in Houston, and they support children and spouses of police officers, and they're going to start a fund, and they're going to give them $20,000. But again, this does not bring back the husband, the father to young children. 23 law enforcement officers have been shot to death so far this year. 23. And mostly traffic incidents lead to the cause of these officer fatalities, they say, which is followed by the shootings. In this case, this was unprovoked, had nothing to do with a stop. It's just a very sad state of affairs that you can't possibly think everywhere you go. You can certainly be alert to what's happening around you, but there's no way he could have known. It's like the reporter and the cameraman. There's no way they could have known what was waiting for them in the shadows. So we can talk about what could we do, what's different. But in the end, there's not much that can be done. Not much that can be done. You can't know that somebody's not right on the job and they're going to come after you, and then especially if they've been fired years before. And you can't know when you're just going into a convenience store and you're a cop or a deputy that someone's going to come up and just shoot you in the back in the middle of the day. Wow. Hate to start on such glum notes. All right, the weekly re-racks coming up next here on America Tonight.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the
Tax Guy Bureau
and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out. out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Tragedy now for a couple of days. It's just awful when I see the beautiful face of Allison Parker just turning 24 years old, and then her friend, 27-year-old Adam Ward, the photojournalist that was with her, and certainly we know what happened in Virginia and all the people and their reaction in the community in and around Roanoke, Virginia, and at WDBJ, and how much she and he were just loved by the people there. I've worked in television newsrooms. We talked about that. It's absolutely depressing what's happened here. But as I said on the show, bringing life to their lives and talking about the kind of people they were, I think, is so important. Spencer Dukoff joins us, and he went to school with Allison Parker. They went to James Madison together, and he graciously is giving us some time here today. Spencer, first of all, sorry for your loss, and I can tell I saw a post that you had that you had a great time with this woman, and she seemed like she was fun-loving. And is that accurate?
It's very accurate, and thank you for having me. It's definitely a tragedy, but it's nice to be able to pay tribute to someone like Allison in any way that I can.
So tell us how you met Allison at the university, because I thought it was such an interesting story.
Yeah, so I was brand new at James Madison University. I had just moved down to Virginia for my freshman year. And I had just joined an a cappella group, actually, and one of the friends that I'd met through that was a girl named Nina. And Nina just needed some help with a video project that she was working on, so just bopped over to go and help her. And, you know, that's when I first met Allison, and she was just so warm and friendly and, you know, made this project, this school project, so fun. And that was kind of the beginning of our friendship. And, you know, we also were in the same major. So we both majored in the School of Media Arts and Design at JMU. And she was not only a friend, but she was definitely a role model in terms of being a journalist, in terms of reporting the news, you know, being a hard worker. So she's definitely someone that's left a huge impression on my life, even in a very short period of time.
Spencer, how excited was she to get that job, especially where she grew up? As we know, it's so competitive in television news.
Yeah, well, I sadly have not been as in touch with Allison, or hadn't been as in touch with her in recent years. But I know leaving JMU, you know, she had a job locked down, I believe, before she even graduated. And to be able to go back and be a reporter, you know, in her hometown area, I know that must have been amazing for her. And I got to, you know, we didn't stay as in touch as she went out to the real world, and I was, you know, still at JMU for a little bit. But being able to see just stories popping up on my newsfeed for Facebook, or, you know, just getting to check in every once in a while on social media, seemed like she was really, you know, following her passion and, you know, continuing to be a role model to all of us who kind of wanted to enter into that field as well.
When you heard about what happened, how shocking was that? I mean, it must have just hit you like a ton of bricks.
Definitely. It was very shocking, and, you know, it happened kind of quickly, it felt like. I had just come into work, and, you know, usually I check the news on my phone in the way in, but it was a super crowded subway, so I just ended up, you know, not checking the news that morning. So when I first came into the office, people were already talking about it, but had no idea, you know, I don't think they realized the connection. And, you know, when I saw her on the front, you know, front page of the New York Times website, it was devastating. It was awful. But, you know, it's been really nice to see the outpouring of love and support for her family, for her friends. And, you know, I hope that she, you know, what we're doing right now and what many other people are doing in terms of paying tribute will do her life justice.
Yeah, and you probably heard this, too, that they're going to set up, the television station said almost immediately they were going to set up scholarships in both of their names, which I thought was really something. And I can tell by the time you spent with her in college that the major meant something to her. She went off in the world and did what her major was about. So how awesome is that to have her name still out there helping other people?
It's fantastic. And I've also heard about the School of Media Arts and Design at JMU through the Alumni Association setting up a scholarship in her name as well. So, you know, I would encourage people to donate to her memory. And, you know, she wasn't just, you know, a good friend at JMU, but she was definitely someone who a lot of people looked up to. And so I think it's really wonderful that she can continue to have that influence with people who want to get involved in reporting and journalism in general.
Spencer Dugoff, thanks again so much for your time. Sorry for the loss. Glad that you crossed paths with her. Obviously, she had an impact on your life, and I hope that other people get to hear more stories about her as well. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, so you heard the story there of Spencer talking about Allison Parker and going to James Madison together, and the fact that they accidentally got, you know, they were in the same major, knew each other, but really got to work together and became friends through that. So college friendship, and that was only a handful of years ago, and then what she went on to do. And he wrote just such a moving tribute. It's on slantnews.com, and I'm going to put a link to it on my Facebook. If you go to americatonight.net, you can click on Facebook, and you'll see it there, because it's so well said. He talks about, you know, opening his computer and seeing her face on the New York Times website, as he mentioned to us, and saying that a coworker mentioned seeing the news, and he was just shocked at what had happened, and then some of the details started to come about, and he started to realize more about it, and he talked about the fact that they were in school together, and he was helping them on a project, and what that was like, the video, and how she was funny, and that he had gotten to know her, and that she was, you know, such a superstar in the making, and she was, as I could tell and had mentioned on the show before, you know, young in the career and absolutely enthralled with what she was doing, and she had that same sense while she was at college, and he talked about that, sitting in the television control room and seeing her, you know, light up on the screen, and that she had gotten a job, as he said, there immediately, and she was already into the profession as soon as she got out of school. And boy, it's just unbelievable in reading more of the details. You know, it's the grief part, and he talks about that. He says we all grieve. There's just too much sorrow to bear from such a senseless act. That's why you can't put it into words. And he said we'd be remiss if we didn't take the opportunity to celebrate her life and be grateful for all that she had given us and the gift of friendship and presence and existence. And it's exactly what I said. Too often with when somebody becomes a victim and it is senseless and it is outrageous, then so much of that story becomes part of it, but not about what that person was with their, even though their time was cut short on earth, who do they touch, what do they mean to people, that kind of stuff. And I think he has such a great point. Giving to the scholarship that JMU set up in her name, I think is something in paying it forward for future people that will come through the university and have a chance at some kind of a career also related to media, the arts, etc. And again, just so well written, and it's so shocking in the conversation afterwards. Not shocking that reporters have been shot at and hurt in the past and that kind of thing, but shocking that somebody was here doing at a local station. Somebody was in Roanoke, Virginia. This woman, Allison Parker, and her friend Adam Ward, the photographer, and they were doing an easy peasy, fun report on tourism, and it turns so tragic without any warning, with nothing in their rearview mirror, any way to see or know what was coming, and then everything else that ensued after that. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of things that will be set up in their names and what people are saying and remembering them, but we certainly appreciate that time that Spencer spent with us, as I know it's got to be pretty tough when you start to wrestle with that. It's always that shocking thing. Somebody you knew at school, somebody you were close to at school, you move on, and it's only just a few years after that happened. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name.
Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Katrina and what has happened in the wake of Katrina. And we're very fortunate to catch up with this guy, Jared Bro. We've had him on before. He's a terrific crisis communications expert. And Jared, you are, I think, a native, right, of New Orleans, certainly of that area of Louisiana. And this was the horrific thing that happened to you and the people around you. And take us back to that day and what it was like those couple of days.
Well, the thing that strikes me in the crisis communications field is that everybody should have known what was going to happen, and I had actually predicted this storm flooding scenario 15 years before it ever happened. Mm. So at that time, a lot of us were just dumbfounded to watch that the mayor of New Orleans was not calling evacuations. All the other communities were calling evacuations when they needed to, and this guy wasn't, and he waited until it was too late. He was the classic prediction, and what that created was the human tragedy. tragedy of hundreds of thousands of people left in their homes when many of us knew the city was going to flood because levees would be overtopped with water. A 15-foot levee does not hold back a 20-foot surge of water. And I don't know how much people realize, but when a hurricane comes in, it causes the entire sea level to rise up like a vacuum cleaner sucking water. And you end up with this massive amount of water that's 20 to 30 feet high. So in the New Orleans area, in many places, it was 20, 25 feet. In Mississippi along the Gulf Coast, it was actually 30 feet high. Mm. So it all flooded, and then we just watched that human tragedy unfold on TV.
For you, what happened to you personally? Were you in the middle of that? Did you get your family out?
I got my family out days before because I knew exactly what was going to happen. As a former storm chaser and as the guy who had first predicted the scenario in 1990, I knew immediately what was going to happen. I remember vividly 4 o'clock on September 26th and the storm hit. On August 26th. The storm hit on August 29th. But at 4 o'clock, I came home and my wife says, "Do you know about this hurricane?" I said, "Yeah, I've been watching it. It's supposed to go to Florida." She says, "A friend of ours just called and says the course has changed." And I looked at it and I knew immediately that this was the storm that I had reported on or predicted, and my heart sunk. I remember just this gut-wrenching feeling, knowing that I might lose everything. Now, I did not live at that time directly in the city. I was about 30 miles outside the city in a more elevated area that wasn't going to flood, but that had lots of trees that were going to crush everybody's homes. I knew how many of my friends I had in the city, and I knew every one of them was going to flood. We put our own personal plan in place. You grab your family photos and the kids' home movies and whatever's precious to you, and you pack up the car. And I was actually on the road heading to Florida, where I knew I was going to wait out what would probably be the next 10 to 20 days of my life, because I knew I wasn't coming home anytime soon.
Wow.
But it was tough for me because I knew so many people were going to suffer, and there wasn't anything I could do about it.
No kidding. Did you try to tell any of your friends? Did anybody listen to you?
Well, my friends used to actually call me to find out if I'm evacuating, then it's bad enough that they would evacuate. So I was the barometer for a lot of my friends. But I did call friends and tell them, get the heck out of the way. I always book hotel rooms in multiple cities so that I know where I might have to run to. So I was able to give away hotel rooms that I had booked once I picked my path of evacuation. But so many people in the city directly just were not going to move. Too many people say in life, well, I went through Hurricane Frederick and I was fine for that one and I'll stay for the next one. And what people don't realize is no two storms were alike. With Hurricane Katrina, people don't realize if the eye of that storm had gone 5 to 10 miles further to the east, the devastation would have been doubled in metropolitan New Orleans.
Oh.
A lot of New Orleans flooded, but a lot of the metro area was spared from the rooftop-type flooding only because that storm veered slightly to the east. So no two storms are alike. And one of the things people need to realize, because right now we're in the two highest peak weeks of hurricane season, is it is easier just to leave. Yes, it's a financial strain to pay for a hotel and to drive out of town, but the suffering that you endure for the lack of creature comforts when you stay behind is just pretty unbearable.
Wow, well said. We're speaking with Jared Breaux, and he went through this. He went through Katrina. He's a crisis communications expert, as we're saying. What about New Orleans now, and will we see the possibility of it flooding again? What have they done? Is it a lot better off now, the city, than it was before?
First, I'll answer the first question. Yes, New Orleans can and will flood again. The highest levee is 32 feet. The lowest is 15 feet. That means you essentially have a 15-foot levee system that a 16-foot wave will overtop. $14 billion has been spent by the government and engineering by the Corps of Engineers for what they're describing as a fortified system. Many people remember levees caving in and falling down and the flooding going for a very long time. My own personal belief is that any time you have a levee overtopped and it's made out of dirt, you're going to have a degree of scouring, and flooding is and will happen again. But one of the things that concerns concerns me is, as they've spent that $14 billion, there's a natural solution that they haven't taken advantage of, and that is restoring coastal marshes. Louisiana and New Orleans is a big delta from the Mississippi River formed over tens of thousands of years, and we've been having a problem with erosion because the Mississippi River is dammed and levied. Water on an annual basis doesn't flow into those wetlands, which is what naturally created them. So since 1927 floods and levees built in the 30s, those marshes have been dying at a rate of 33 football fields a day. And I would really like to see a concerted effort to put these marshes back in place for this one reason. 3 miles of vegetated wetlands, grasslands in the swamp, cut the friction of a storm and will drop tidal surge by 1 foot. So 60 miles of wetlands, as a storm would move over that, it's like sandpaper slowing that storm down, grinding it down. A 20-foot tidal surge can be reduced to just a few feet. So therefore, the amount of water pressure hitting up against those levees can be reduced. And the secret is to pump sediments from the bottom of the Mississippi River into those wetlands, and you can rebuild those acreages pretty quickly. I've watched it done in some pilot projects.
Why isn't it being talked about more? Is it just a lack of knowledge or wanting to mess with it, or what's the reason why?
A lot of talk has happened, but no funding has happened. It's not the kind of bright, shiny thing that anybody wants to put money on. They were very eager to build massive concrete walls that are very visible to the public, but they were not as eager. And then you've got competing organizations. You've got commercial fishing. Our state is second only to Alaska in the amount of fish caught in America. Mm. So fishing waters have changed, and fishermen will be impacted. So they don't want an immediate impact. And one of the things that has to be done is you have to treat these fishermen the way you treat farmers in Iowa who might be affected by a crop loss. You're going to have to provide some type of financial compensation. I know people don't like to write checks for things like that, but here's the way I look at this from the big picture. It cost $80 billion for the government to respond to Katrina, and it cost, I think, $150 billion for insurance companies to respond, and it cost hundreds of billions more for each of us to do the repairs. So we're looking at about a $400 billion impact if you were to calculate what we took out of our pockets to repair our homes, because, you know, my insurance company cheated me out of $100,000, $150,000, and I know it happened to many other people. So if we look at how much can we spend to reduce a $200 to $300 to $400 billion impact, then it becomes very smart to say, you know what, a few million dollars can create land. And I say a few in comparison to billions. But you can recreate land, you can compensate the fishermen for the temporary loss, and, you know, the scientists know it can be done, but then sometimes environmentalists fight it because they're afraid of pollutants. And while, yes, you've got to be concerned about pollutants, wetlands remove pollutants from the water. Let the ecosystem heal itself and let that ecosystem not only nourish the fisheries for the fishermen in the future, but also protect the infrastructure, because New Orleans is one of the largest ports in the world to this day. It's vital to the economy of the U.S., and 32 states drain their water right down that river into our watershed. So it's a national issue that's been talked about but has not been funded.
Well, it's time to get that funded. There's no question about that. Jared Breaux, fascinating information. Thanks for sharing your story and forwarding the story for us, too, as well. We'll talk to you again soon.
And thank you for checking in on us, and thanks for everybody who donated time, talent, and resources and money to help us recover. The city is recovering, and it's stronger than ever, and it's because so many people around the world cared.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jared.
Take care.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This hour of America tonight, a couple of quick things. One, we mentioned this a little bit but there's been a lot of reaction to Wes Craven's death. He's the director of Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream, and so many other horror flicks that you might have seen or might have been dragged to over your lifetime. He's dead at the age of 76, and he was, again, incredibly well known for his different twist on horror flicks and the horror genre. And he was battling brain cancer. He'd been battling brain cancer, and that's what he passed away from. But his career just spanned decades. You know, the 80s, you were talking about Nightmare on Elm Street and Freddy Krueger, who was the iconic face of terror with the knife-fingered, the fingers with the knives on them and the hat that he wore and how he terrorized people, and he became a Halloween character, a lot of people imitating Freddy Krueger. And of course, after that, he went on to some other things too as well, even doing a little spoof on the horror thing. The Scream was a 90s hit, and it, you know, was so popular that there were a couple of Screams after that, so it wasn't just one and done. And it's interesting because he started his life as, you know, really a professor. He was a former professor. He graduated from a college, Wheaton College, in English with a degree in English and psychology. Then he went on to the whole writing thing, and then he became this big-time director. And at one point was up for an Oscar for a film called Music of the Heart, which starred Meryl Streep and Angela Bassett. Wayne Dyer also passes away. He's the king of motivation. And, you know, in his era, there were others who had breakthrough moments, but he really was the self-help guru who had several books that were bestsellers, and he would wow a crowd. I mean, whenever you saw footage of Wayne Dyer, when he spoke, people were sitting up and they were listening, for sure. It's interesting because his family announced on Facebook, Wayne has left his body. He's passing through the night. And that post was shared all over the place. And it was in 2009 that he was diagnosed with lymphomic leukemia, and he was 75. And what a story. His background, incredibly interesting. He was another person who started off doing other things, teaching. He was teaching, and then he did his first book, and then life turned for him. His first book took off, Your Erroneous Zone, Step-by-Step Advice for Escaping the Trap of Negative Thinking and Taking Control of Your Life. And he had 30 self-help books in the end, The Power of Intention, Stop the Excuses, and the list goes, you know, on and on and on. He lived in Maui. He was married 3 times. He had 8 children, so 8 children. And he stayed busy till the end. I mean, he said some interesting things on Twitter. He had, you know, phrases that he would use. He said, chasing success is like trying to squeeze a handful of water. The tighter you squeeze, the less water you get. And he still had a pretty hectic speaking schedule because, as I mentioned, people wanted to hear him speak. Whenever he was out there speaking, he would fill a hall or fill, you know, whatever, wherever it was he was speaking, he was absolutely sought after, no question about that. So, politically speaking, because that is the buzz in the backyard, who's going to win the election? And, oh, Donald Trump. And do I like Donald Trump? Do I not like Donald Trump? Can I believe this guy has gone this far in politics? And you can believe it. It's the authenticity thing. And the fact that he doesn't have to turn it off. There's nobody telling him you can't say that. So in the polls, He is ahead in the polls. They just did one in Iowa in the caucuses, and he came out on top, where you had right behind him Dr. Ben Carson, so that probably is the biggest change. But he draws a crowd. And the Tea Party, I think, is interested in knowing more about him because he has a way of firing people up. And he was at a Nashville event, which was a Tea Party event, Tea Party sponsored, and they really liked what he had to say. He strikes a chord with all kinds of voters. There is an anger that's flying around out there, and he's tapped into it. People are ticked off. Are you ticked off? If you're ticked off, you're in the majority about things that have happened lately. And the Quinnipiac University poll that also came out last week highlighted the fact that most people have a real aversion now to the Beltway insiders. 73% of Republicans believe someone who is a D.C. outsider would make a better president than a candidate with Washington experience. So this is something to follow. Is that trend going to continue? And I said, if we're going to see anyone come out of left field, boy, they better be somebody who is not tied over the top to Washington. It's got to be somebody who does not have, you know, those kind of ties. I don't think so. And that goes to Ben Carson. So Ben Carson is the neurosurgeon, former neurosurgeon, who has definite political beliefs that dovetail into his spiritual beliefs. And he doesn't pull any punches. He's just more soft-spoken. And I think he did himself a favor at this last debate. And now we spring forward from the Fox Hen House to CNN on September 16th. And the clock will start ticking on that one. You know, we're 3 weeks away from that. And what are we going to see out of the CNN debates? Is there going to be anything different that happens there? And the answer is the debate can swing you. If you are really powerful, potent, funny, strike a chord, make sense, and you have so many people, millions of people watching, the answer is, yeah, you can dance off that stage, pump your fist behind the scenes, and know you're probably going to get a little bit of a bump in the polls. So that's why those debates are so significant. Significant here and worth mentioning for all of our friends listening in the great state of Florida is the tropical storm now. Tropical storm Erica heading for Florida killed 20 people on the island of Dominica. We saw this horrible pieces of footage where you could hear people screaming in the background. But luckily, you know, the Florida governor, Rick Scott, declared a state of emergency. He was worried about flooding from the storm and all of that, but it's now weakened, so it's predicted to drop some rain, but not as strong as what we saw that staggered across the Dominica. Not like that. It's been weakened, thank goodness. So how much land does it go over, and how much water are they going to get? You know, there might be patches of strong thunderstorms. And they're saying that Erica will crawl along the western coastline, and that Tampa, of course, where I have many family members, could be vulnerable to high water because they still saturated from storms they had just a few weeks ago, but not what they saw on those islands, and not some of the kind of damage. They don't believe that because of the storm weakening. So, whew, thank goodness. That's a good thing, because that's some of the worst damage that they saw. Tens of millions of dollars, cars piled up, mudslides. Scary to see that. I mean, it was like a wall of water. They had so much water, and so many homes went down. And it's surprising that more people didn't lose their lives, thank goodness. But now, catapulting itself into the U.S. with these couple of weeks being really deadly for hurricanes. Thank goodness this one looks like it's going to be maybe some flooding and maybe some tough rain, but not what was initially predicted. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the show. Remember, you can always get a hold of me, americatonight.net. Make it count, peeps.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.